Well, seven people are in the race to become Tampa's next mayor. And today is the first day for early voting. WUSF Steve Newborn talks with political journalist William March about what issues are dominating the conversation.
The ones being talked about most probably are transportation, and connected with that, pedestrian and bike safety, neighborhood quality of life, and then third, I would say, affordable housing. Transportation, pedestrian, and bike safety is pretty self-explanatory if you try to drive around here at rush hour.
And the lack of mass transit, obviously.
And the lack of mass transit. In terms of neighborhood quality of life, there tends to be a pendulum swing in city politics. One side of that pendulum swing is economic development and downtown. The other side of that development is taking care of the needs and problems in neighborhoods, potholes, parks. During the Buckhorn administration, there's been a swing toward transforming downtown and economic development in Tampa, and it's been quite successful. Mayor Buckhorn's justifiably proud of that. He says he has not ignored neighborhood concerns. Other people say that the city needs to refocus more on neighborhood concerns. There are a couple of other issues that are pretty important but are not being talked about as much.
And they would be?
One is the city has a huge backlog of necessary water and sewer improvements, a backlog roughly equal to its annual budget, around $1 billion worth. And this is the sort of nuts and bolts thing that has to be taken care of. And if it's not, you get into the kind of situation that St. Petersburg got into a couple of years ago, where they had massive problems with sewage dumping.
That kind of ties into the issue of climate change, which really hasn't been talked about very much. I was at one debate, and one of the candidates, Councilman Harry Cohen, mentioned that with rising sea levels, the pipes in South Tampa in particular, which always flood, the whole thing is going to have to be raised above sea level, and that's going to cost untold millions of dollars. Right?
That's the other issue that has just recently started to get more attention, but it's a major issue for downtown. It's probably the biggest single issue the city faces over the next several decades, and that is preparing for sea level rise. Within the next few decades, it's predicted that Bayshore Boulevard will flood 30 days a year in clear weather. Now, when you have that kind of situation and the situation involving pipes that are inadequate for drainage of South Tampa, you're looking at what could be a major, major problem. And the candidates are just starting to talk about that. I think Jane Castor, for example, has promised to hire a sustainability officer. Several of them have made promises of various kinds as moving toward zero carbon emissions in the city's fleet. Things like that. It's starting to get more attention.
Finally, William, the mayor of Tampa used to be considered the most powerful position in the Tampa Bay area. That is probably declining with the population booming more in the county and not in the city. Does the mayor really have the oomph that he used to?
The mayor has some oomph, but probably not what he used to compared to Hillsborough County. Just look at the numbers. The city limits population is about 400,000. The county population is about 1.4 million, of course, including the city. The county budget is five times the city's budget. Mayor Buckhorn, when I interviewed him recently and asked what his regrets were leaving office, his biggest single regret was that he didn't move the ball as far as he wanted on transportation improvements. And why? He said that that was because so much of the power to do that was in the hands of the county rather than the city.
All right, William March, veteran political journalist and columnist with the Tampa Bay Times. Thank you so much.
Glad to be here, Steve. Thank you.
And WUSF asked all seven candidates about their stances on major issues, and we have posted their answers at WUSFnews.org. Now, almost all did respond. Some did not. Many responded in great detail. You can see who didn't and find out the differing points of view again at WUSFnews.org.